Getting Through Tough Times, Part 4, Caring for Our Mental and Emotional Well-Being, by Peter Amsterdam.
In the second part of this series, I covered the topic of some of the emotional challenges of loneliness, isolation, and worry that many have experienced in recent times. Some of you have shared that you have battled depression and a sense of hopelessness. Maybe you have been feeling like you are just going through the motions. I think it's easy to try to ignore these feelings and just keep pushing through the days one after the other. Then every day life starts to feel like a grind, lacking in joy and a sense of purpose and new possibilities. These emotions and feelings can come as a result of many circumstances. This can take a toll on our mental and emotional well-being and can affect how we cope with the everyday events of life. If you have experienced this, you can be encouraged that you're not alone. Others have had similar struggles. And the good news is that there is nothing we can face in this life that is too hard for the Lord, or beyond His reach, or outside His care and provision for us. I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for me? Thank the Lord that He has called us to hope and the riches of His glorious inheritance in His holy people. It goes without saying that our first line of defense when we are battling emotional issues of any kind is seeking the Lord's guidance and comfort in His Word, reading devotional writings that lift our spirits and give us a clearer perspective, committing all our burdens and cares to the Lord, and seeking Him for any specific guidance He may have for us. Because of your faith, rooted in God's Word and decades of experience in His service, you are in a good position to endure difficult circumstances with courage and resilience. But even the strongest people can burn out and be affected by discouraging circumstances that continue over long periods of time, to the point that you don't have the same bounce in your step or hope for the future. This is not weakness or spiritual apathy or because you've done something wrong. These types of struggles are the result of living in a fallen world and facing the many complications and difficulties that bring about stress, sadness, and a loss of vision or hope. I'm not an expert on the topic of mental health and emotional well-being. So, I did some research online and found some helpful strategies. I'll touch on some of the main ones. Several of these strategies are not new to us, as they are related to healthy living, which we know is an important part of living a balanced life. Stay connected with people. As noted previously in this series, loneliness is a major factor that affects mental and emotional well-being. One article explained it as follows. Loneliness not only negatively impacts your mental health, but it has also been linked to cardiovascular diseases, high blood pressure, and memory problems. It can even interfere with sleep. When it comes to mental health, loneliness feeds symptoms. Loneliness exacerbates the symptoms of illnesses like depression, social anxiety, and alcoholism. As difficult as it is to do, try to take the initiative to reach out to others. If you're feeling down, you really need to push yourself even when it's hard. The best way to meet other people is by getting involved with something you like. Over time, the loneliness will fade. Granted, you might not always be able to do the exact same things you've done before, but with some ingenuity and perseverance, you can find new ways to stay connected with friends and family. While face-to-face time is preferred, and a warm hug from a friend or loved one can work wonders, if that's not possible, seeing their face and hearing their voice on the phone or over Skype, FaceTime or Zoom is a wonderful alternative. You can still keep each other updated, pray together, encourage one another, and share one another's burdens. When making an effort to connect with people, it is helpful to spend time with those who have a positive impact on you, those who appreciate and value you. Notice how someone makes you feel and continue to build bonds with those who leave you feeling positive, enriched, and challenged. Speak encouraging words to each other. Build up hope so you'll all be together in this, with no one left out and no one left behind. I know you're already doing this. Just keep on doing it. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Keep active. Being in nature, breathing fresh air, keeping fit, having a change of scenery, and benefiting from movement and exercise have a positive impact on your emotional health. Walking, running, cycling, swimming, dancing, and even gardening can all help reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression. Try not to think about it as exercise and think about moving instead. Start out with something small, like walking to the neighborhood coffee shop. Then, the next day, try to go a little further. Slowly work your way up to a brisk walk every day. The combination of fresh air and movement will help your mind and body. Be kind to yourself. When you are experiencing times of discouragement or depression, try to be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up in your thoughts. Be gentle with yourself instead of critical. Make a conscious effort to stop the negative self-talk and don't feel guilty about taking care of yourself. Being mindful of your positive attributes helps to develop healthy self-esteem. For example, you can remind yourself of what you're good at. You can keep in mind the nice things that people have said about you. Most importantly, remember that our identity as Christians, our sense of worth and self-esteem, is based on the fact that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by a God who created us specifically in love. He came to this world and gave his life for us. Not only that, but he has promised that we will live in an eternal world of beauty and joy in eternal bodies. When our view of ourselves is fully grounded in God's unconditional love, and our identity is that of a child of God with an eternal destiny, regardless of our faults and failings, that helps to build positive feelings about your full potential when you are in sync with Him. How the Lord sees you is expressed beautifully in the song by Lauren Daigle called You Say. Here are some of the words to this song. I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. When I don't belong, you say I am yours. And I believe what you say of me, I believe. You can find the official video of the song here on YouTube, where it's been viewed by over 300 million people. Try something new. You might feel nervous about doing something new, especially if you are out of practice with stepping outside of your comfort zone. But if the Lord leads you to take the plunge, even if it's scary initially, you can find renewed confidence and a greater sense of well-being and faith for the future. This also includes learning new skills. This doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. A sense of well-being and achievement can be gained by attempting new things, such as learning to cook a new recipe, trying a do-it-yourself DIY project, taking on a new hobby, or studying a new subject via online videos and tutorials. Choose something you enjoy that is free or affordable and easy to implement, and go for it. Give to others. Acts of kindness and generosity do wonders for your mental and emotional well-being. You can give of your time by helping someone in need or by being a listening ear. You can volunteer in your community. The generous prosper and are satisfied. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Participation in social and community life has attracted a lot of attention in the field of well-being research. Individuals who report a greater interest in helping others are more likely to rate themselves as happy. Research into actions for promoting happiness has shown that committing an act of kindness once a week over a 6-week period is associated with an increase in well-being. Focus on the moment. Staying present in the moment, being conscious of others around you and your circumstances, helps to avoid your thoughts drifting to dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. We can't change the past, and we can't control tomorrow. Today is what we have to work with and what the Lord gives us faith for. So let's make the most of it by giving the demands of the day and the good things around us our full attention. Sometimes introducing small changes into your daily routine can help your thoughts stay focused. This can be as simple as taking a new route on your walk, having your coffee iced instead of hot, greeting someone on your walk who you've seen but haven't said hello to before, etc. Studies have shown that being aware of what is taking place in the present directly enhances your well-being, and savoring the moment can help to reaffirm your life priorities. Take care of your body. We are all aware of the importance of our health. Self-care is not selfish. Jesus wants us to stay healthy so we can be good ambassadors for Him. We can increase our sense of well-being when we take the steps necessary to stay healthy, which includes eating nutritious food, limiting sugar and processed foods, drinking enough water, getting sufficient exercise, and having a regular schedule that allows for sufficient sleep, ideally 8 hours each night. On the topic of sleep, I found the following information to be of interest. Sleep is one of the most important elements of self-care. It affects neurotransmitters, stress hormones, thought processes, and emotional regulation. Too little can make it difficult to make decisions, solve problems, and control your emotions and behavior. Simply put, everything seems worse when you don't get enough sleep. You may feel more anxious, agitated, depressed. Whatever symptoms you typically experience are amplified. Additionally, even though you may feel like you are functioning fine with little sleep, you aren't. Studies have found that drowsy driving can impair your functioning behind the wheel as much, if not more than, drunk driving. Learn how to deal with stress. Stress is a part of life that we have to learn to deal with so it doesn't control us. Stress can have serious consequences for our physical and mental health, and it is important that we take steps to recognize and reduce stress in our lives. It helps to be aware of your stresses. They could include such things as work pressures, financial worries, health concerns, or your loved one's situations. During difficult times, I found it helpful to not watch or read so much news, as so much of what is published is bad news these days. You will probably need to experiment until you find what best helps you to cope with stress. You might consider exercising, journaling, watching a funny movie or stand-up comedian, closing your eyes and breathing deeply, stretching, getting or giving a massage, doing a crossword puzzle or Sudoku, going on a picnic, watching a sunrise or sunset, stargazing, reading a good book, playing an instrument, putting together a jigsaw puzzle, etc. As Christians, the act of prayer and committing our cares to the Lord is a vital component in our ongoing battle against stress. The peaceful mindset we seek is a gift from God, and He promises to give us His comfort and peace to combat uncertainty and unsettledness. There are many Bible verses that I find especially helpful when facing anxiety, such as, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John 16:33. "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." Psalm 4:8. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." John 14:27. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." Romans 15:13. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:7. "May mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you." Jude 1:2. Thankfully, we have access to an abundance of information and instruction online and in books, which can be very helpful in identifying and applying strategies that can help us when we are going through challenging times. However, it's of utmost importance that we remember that our greatest avenue for mental and emotional well-being is living in and staying obedient to God's Word, seeking His presence in prayer, and being filled with His Spirit. As we do so, we can trust that He will fulfill His promises to care for us and bring us through the valleys into the light of brighter days. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:30-31.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.